The feet of Saint Thomas Aquinas, O.P., January the 28th. Reading Wisdom chapter 7, verses 7 to 10 and 15 to 16. John Gospel chapter 17, 11b to 19. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom. Therefore I pray, and understanding were given me. I called upon God, and the Spirit of Wisdom came to me. I referred her to scepter and throne, and then I counted wealth as nothing in comparison with her. Neither did I liken to her any priceless gem, because all gold is but a little sand in her sight, and silver will be accounted as clay before her. I loved her more than health and beauty, and I chose to have her rather than light, because her radiance never ceases. May God grant that I speak with judgment and have thought worthy of what I have received. For he is the guide even of wisdom and the corrector of the wise. For both we and our world are in his hand, as are all understanding and skill in crafts. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 17, verse 11b to 19. And now I am no more in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to thee, Holy Father, keep them in thy name, which thou hast given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in thy name, which thou hast given me. I have guarded them, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not pray that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth, and thy word is truth. As thou didst send me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be consecrated in truth. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, the importance of wisdom. If one wants to know how wise St. Thomas Aquinas is, he only needs to read the masterpiece, Summa Theologiae, to reward his effort. Christ appeared to him one day and said, Thomas, you write very well about me. I will grant you one favor, whatever it is I shall bestow on you. Without any hesitation, he answered, Non nisite, which means nothing but you. In order to write such good about God, Thomas sacrificed all for the searching of wisdom. He belonged to the noble class, Landulf. His father is the Count of Aquino. His mother, Theodora, is the Countess of Theano. His family is kin of the two kings, Henry VI and Frederick II. When he decided to join the Dominican order, he met in stern opposition from his family to the point that his father and brother planned to see him on his journey and to put him as a prisoner in the San Giovanni Tower at Rocca Secca. They even let prostitutes come to seduce him and to make him forfeit his decision to become a poor preacher. But St. Thomas overcame all to dedicate his life in prayer and in searching wisdom. To reading from today, Fit highlight the importance of the benefits of wisdom. The first reading reported the conversation between God and King Solomon. Like St. Thomas Aquinas, the king asked for wisdom, and God granted him the wisdom that no one before him and no one after him shall have such wisdom. In the Gospel, right before his passion and death, asked his father nothing other than to sanctify his disciple in the truth. He prayed for his people to understand and to live according to God's word so that they could finish his mission and reach the eternal life. Second analysis. First, the first reading. With wisdom, all good things come to me. First, wisdom is more valuable than all things. According to Hebrew tradition, King Solomon is the author of all wisdom books because he is regarded as the most wise person in the history of human beings. The tradition reported that when God said to the king that whatever he asked for shall be granted to him, King Solomon didn't ask for power, nor richness, nor health, nor long life, nor any other things, but only the wisdom to make decisions and to govern his people. God is very pleased with his petition, and he promised to grant him wisdom to the point that no one, whether before or after him, might have such wisdom. Let us see why. First, wisdom is more valuable than power. When a king has scepter and throne but doesn't know how to govern his people, sooner or later his kingdom shall fall into other hands. But if he had wisdom, he knows what his people are looking for and govern them according to their wish. His kingdom shall last long, and he doesn't have to suffer in the last day. Second, wisdom is more valuable than richness. King Solomon asserted, I accounted wealth as nothing in comparison with her. Little did I liken to her any priceless gem, because all gold is but a little sand in her sight, and silver will be accounted as clay before her. Though one had a vast richness, but doesn't know how to live in peace and happiness, what does he gain? Reality shows that many rich people no longer have a desire to live, and some of them even want to terminate their life. Third, wisdom is better than health and beauty. It must be a wise lesson for those in our society who pay too much attention to exercise and fasting, so they can have a good-looking and healthy body. We, of course, don't discount this as being not useful, but it isn't enough to bring happiness for people. No matter how beautiful and healthy people are, they shall be old and fade according to their age. King Solomon gives us the reason why he values wisdom more. I love her more than health and beauty, and I chose to have her rather than light, because her radiance never ceases. In short, King Solomon certainly meditated many times before he asked God for wisdom, because when one had wisdom, oneself possessed all things. As he said, all good things came to me along with her, and in her hand uncounted wealth. Second point, how can one acquire wisdom? When one wants to have a worldly wisdom, they must spend time to learn. When one wants to possess God's wisdom, he must pray to God so he can grant him his Holy Spirit and spend time to read scriptures, because it contains all of God's revelation as described by King Solomon. I pray and understanding were given me. I called upon God and the spirit of wisdom came to me. Second, the gospel. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. Third point. Jesus knew all dangers his disciples must face in the world. When Jesus knew it is the time for him to leave this world, he said to his Father, and now I am no more in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to thee. The hour when Jesus left the world is also the hour his disciples must fight against the worldly power by themselves. He knows how serious is the result of this fighting, and he said to them, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. See Matthew chapter 26, verse 31. Looking back at the result of his mission, he said to his Father, while I was with them, I kept them in thy name, which thou hast given me. I have guarded them, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. The world shall hate and persecute Jesus' disciples, as they are going to hate and to persecute him. The reason is that because both Jesus and his disciples don't belong to the world. Jesus led his disciples to know this clearly so that they shall not be surprised when that thing shall happen. Second point, Jesus prayed for his disciples. Knowing all such dangers shall happen for his disciples, Jesus prayed for his disciples the following important things. First, to protect his disciples from the devil's power. Jesus prayed, I do not pray that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil one. The disciple must stay in the world to continue Jesus' mission of preaching and leading people to God. Second, to sanctify his disciple in the truth. Like St. Paul, Jesus knew well danger of fallacy when he prayed, sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. Art thou descend me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I consecrate myself, that they may also may be consecrated in truth. The truth is the words in scripture and Jesus' teaching. Jesus knows or wrong action originate from wrong understanding. Therefore, to understand the truth cannot be lacked for his disciples. The true petitions are granted by the Father when he gave them the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. The Spirit shall help the disciples to know the truth and guide them to the perfect truth. He is also the one who gives them strength to witness for Jesus. Application in life. Knowing God's wisdom is so critical for our life. We should pray to help God's Spirit and to acquire wisdom from reading and meditating Scripture. We should imitate St. Thomas Aquinas and King Solomon, who were ready to sacrifice all things for acquiring wisdom. We must respect the truth and never sacrifice the truth for anything in this world. Amen.